Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Could just be in me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. In late December, there's a holiday season that includes, for different people around the world, Christmas, Yule, the solstice, Hanukkah, and the Gregorian New Year. These holidays are joyful celebrations in which families and friends come together to share food and gifts. Kwanzaa is another such holiday, running from December 26th through January 1st, during which some people of African descent gather with loved ones to reaffirm the bonds of family and culture, as well as share food and exchange gifts. And it's a relatively new holiday, though its roots trace back to ancient African harvest celebrations. The name Kwanzaa comes from the Swahili phrase Matunda ya Kwanzaa, which means first fruits. Many of the first fruit celebrations around parts of Africa were also 7 days long. Kwanzaa is a pan-African holiday, meaning that it's meant to unite people of African descent, wherever they live, throughout the continent and around the world. Unlike Christmas and Hanukkah, which are technically religious holidays, though are sometimes celebrated secularly, Kwanzaa is a cultural holiday. Many people who celebrate it also celebrate Christmas or other December holidays. Over its 7 days, celebrants honor family, community, culture, and the bonds that tie them together as a people. They also remember their heritage, give thanks for the good things that they have, and rejoice in the goodness of life. The number 7 is an important theme of Kwanzaa. The 7 days each represent one of the holiday's 7 guiding principles. There are 7 basic symbols used in the Kwanzaa ceremony, one of which consists of 7 candles, and each symbol ties into one or more of those guiding principles. Kwanzaa was introduced in 1966 by Dr. Maulana Karenga, a professor in and chair of the Department of Black Studies at California State University and a former civil rights activist. He conceived of Kwanzaa during this time when the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was still new and the 14th and 15th Amendments were still years off. In this time of great struggle for Black Americans to gain equal rights, let alone see those rights respected, Dr. Karenga wanted Kwanzaa to be a means to help them connect with African values and traditions and to serve as a bond to unify Black Americans as a community and as a people. He chose the dates, December 26th through January 1st, to coincide with the Judeo-Christian holiday season, which was already a time of celebration. And he chose a name that comes from the Swahili language, because Swahili is spoken by many different African peoples. There is a story about how the Swahili word, spelled K-W-A-N-Z-A, gained an extra A at the end to designate the holiday. The story goes that during one of the first Kwanzaa celebrations, there was a children's pageant. Each of six children held up one of the letters of the word Kwanzaa, but a seventh child, with no letter to hold, was left in tears. Someone at the event gave the child an extra A, and the holiday was thus renamed K-W-A-N-Z-A-A. Dr. Karenga developed the seven principles of Kwanzaa based on the ideals of those first fruit harvests. They might be summarized as unity, joining together as a family, community, and race, self-determination, that is, responsibility for one's own future, a collective work and responsibility, or building the community together and solving any problems as a group, cooperative economics, meaning that the community builds and profits from its own businesses, purpose, or the goal of working together to build community and further the African culture, creativity, that is, using new ideas to create a more beautiful and successful community, and faith, meaning honoring African ancestors, traditions, and leaders, and celebrating past triumphs over adversity. Each day of Kwanzaa focuses on one of the seven principles. Participants may tell a story or sing a song related to that principle, or the group may discuss them together, or both. The seven principles are also illustrated during the festivities by the seven symbols. First, there's the mat, which is usually made of straw but can also be made of fabric or paper, upon which all of the other Kwanzaa symbols are placed. The mat represents the foundation of African traditions and history. Then there's the crops, or fruits and vegetables, which represent traditional harvest celebrations and show respect for the people who labored to grow them. There's also the corn, which represents children and the promise of their future. One ear of corn is set out for each child in the family. In a family without children, an ear is set out symbolically to represent the children of the community. Next, there's the candle holder, which represents the original stock from which all African ancestors came. It holds the seven candles, each of which represents one of the seven principles. They're lit starting with just the center candle on the first day, usually by the youngest child present, with one additional candle lit each day, culminating in all seven being lit together on the final day. And then there's the unity cup, which symbolizes the first principle of Kwanzaa, the unity of family and of the African people. The cup is used to pour the libation, a water, juice, or wine, for family and friends. And then there are the gifts, which represent the labors of the parents and the rewards of their children. Gifts are given to educate and enrich. They may include a book, a piece of art, or an educational toy. At least one of the gifts is usually a symbol of heritage. They may be given out one per day or all exchanged on the last day of celebration. The Kwanzaa feast is held on the evening of December 31st. The feast isn't just about food. It's also a time to sing, pray, play music, perform speeches or poetry, dance, and otherwise celebrate Black and African histories and cultures. January 1st, the final day of Kwanzaa, is a time for reflection, both individually and as a group. Participants may ask themselves, who am I? Am I really who I say I am? And am I all I ought to be? The final candle is lit, and then all the candles are extinguished, signaling the end of the holiday. Those candles are in red, green, and black, the colors that were put forth by Marcus Garvey, a Jamaican-born activist, publisher, journalist, and Black nationalist who worked during the first few decades of the 20th century. He designed the Pan-African flag with these colors, Black stands for the African people, red represents their struggle or blood, and green is a symbol of their future. Kwanzaa decorations and outfits are often made in the holiday's symbolic colors. Though, of course, this is all just a summary. As with every holiday, there are as many celebrations of Kwanzaa as there are celebrants. If you are celebrating right now, we hope that you're having a bright one. Today's episode was written by Stephanie Watson and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.